This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by Corteva. The powerful combination of Enlist One and Liberty herbicides takes your weed control for Enlist E3 soybeans to a first-class level. Learn more at enlist.com/powerfultankmix. During a recent Senate hearing in Washington, D.C., Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan heard criticisms from lawmakers regarding the Biden administration's push for increased electric vehicle use via regulation. Wyoming GOP Senator Cynthia Lummis told EPA Administrator Regan that many rural Americans prefer gas and ethanol-powered cars and trucks.
People in Wyoming frequently drive long distances. My ranch and my farm are 400 miles apart, and yet they're still in Wyoming. Their livelihoods depend on affordable, reliable vehicles, and that means a gas or diesel-powered car or truck, or natural gas.
In the Senate hearing, Lummis argued that some Americans are concerned about the reliability of electric vehicles.
The average EV is over $10,000 more expensive than the average gas-powered car. And they don't work at altitude. They don't work when it's that cold. And they don't work when you can't get them charged because there are no charging stations.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
With few workable planting days due to the rain, some farmers are considering what they might have to do to make sure the crop gets planted and still performs well. However, in this featured conversation with Nate Meyer, Southwest Iowa field agronomist with BEX, studies show that it's not quite time to worry about significant yield losses yet.
So right now, the middle of May, people are starting to get nervous about being able to get their crops in a timely fashion. So we can look at some of the research we've done and see that, you know, May 15th, you're still looking at about getting 90 to 95% of your potential yield of corn planted on that date. Soybeans, you're still looking at the same. We can use references there to see that it is not time to quite worry yet. About May 25th is where we need to start really thinking about maybe changing the maturity of our hybrids, anything like that. But for now, I think everybody just needs to hold steady on their first May plan.
For more agronomic data and advice on planting strategies, contact your local seed advisor at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.